It's the eve of our final WIB winter warm-up where we're paying back your heating bill sponsored by Visiting Angels. Yes, hopefully we've got your heating bill. You could still get it in today and be included in the drawing, but the earlier the better. By now, you know, a lot of them are in. Some people have had their names called and they didn't call us back. A couple that I can think of here, even on the WIB Wake Up Show, that, boy, it was a $300 maximum to pay back and we didn't hear back. So please, please, please plan to be listening from 6 o'clock on tomorrow and be ready to call back if and when we call your name. We have called, well, we've had 21 winners already in our I Can Only Imagine Valentine date night giveaway for I Can Only Imagine 2. And, boy, the winners have included Beth and Jackie and Kathy and Suzanne, Gary, Christine, Lori, a couple of Loris, Mark. Also, Carrie and Madeline, Vicky, Liz, Clint, Sarah, Rachel, Linda, Hannah, Michael, Jessica, and Lauren. More ladies than guys for sure, but all you got to do is be caller three when you hear a little clip of that Even If song from Mercy Me. And then, boy, we set you up with the tickets. You want to be there by 4:30 at Mycon Cinema Chippewa Falls come Saturday night and Valentine's night. And good, good stuff, because you'll have all those appetizers at Mycon to enjoy. And then we've got various prize drawing that you're eligible for. Lots of fantastic prizes. We'll be touching on that a couple of times here this morning. So be ready. And you guys have been ready. I'll tell you what, when we have played that clip, you just never know when it's going to come. Coming in the middle of a song, an ad break, what have you. So, all right, today in history, briefly, February 12th. On this day in 1879, New York City's at New York City's Madison Square Garden, the first artificial ice rink in North America opened. You know, when I grew up in Wauwatosa in suburban Milwaukee, we had an ice rink in the Mayfair Mall, the Mayfair Shopping Mall. They took that away a lot of years ago, but that was kind of a cool thing. In 1892, former President Abe Lincoln's birthday was declared a national holiday in the United States on this day, February 12th. Kind of morphed it into President's Day now. In 1999, President Bill Clinton was acquitted by the United States Senate in his impeachment trial. All right, we've got a devotion for you this morning. We're going back to Jason Kahn's Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. There's a book, and then there's a book of devotions. Today, John 13:34 says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you have love for one another. Just as I have loved you, so you also are to love one another." Jason says, even now, as Jesus felt the shadow of the cross darkening, he continued instructing his disciples about how to live as citizens of his kingdom. Remember, Jesus is not only our Savior, but teacher. John 13:34 captures his heart regarding how to live. Jesus gave them a new commandment to love one another as he loved them. Yet the command to love was not new, but ancient. In the law of Moses, the Israelites were commanded to love their neighbors as themselves. So what could Jesus have meant by calling this a new command? Seems the difference is in understanding how Jesus loved. First, he was largely indifferent to the divisions the religious leaders were so committed to highlighting. The scribes and Pharisees believed there were good people, them, and bad people, non-observant Jews, Gentiles, the infirm, and women. Jesus loved those who did not fit the religious mold. His love was all-inclusive. He turned roles upside down. The economy of his kingdom of God was not to give, was not give to get, but it was built on servanthood and putting oneself lower. He called his disciples to deny themselves by making much of others. We are also called to live other-centered lives. He asks us to love the unlovable, to cross the borders of our comfort zones and become conduits of his ever-flowing river of love. There we go, our morning devotion from Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus, here on WWIB.
Yesterday at the Olympics in Milan, Italy, Jordan Stolz, a 21-year-old Wisconsin native hailing from Kewaskum, won the 1,000 meters in speed skating, setting an Olympic record in the process, beating the old Olympic record by over a second. Stolz says he's thrilled to win his first gold.
Well, I'm just happy to be able to win one gold medal. I hope I can win maybe more if I have some really good races. But at the end of everything, like, just being able to win one is huge.
Stolz has three more events to come.
And congratulations to Justine in Chippewa Falls. She was caller three at 723-2555. She's on the line with me. Good morning, Justine.
Good morning, guys.
How exciting for you. You've been trying really hard to win these tickets that I can only imagine too, huh?
I have. I am so competitive, and this is something I'm really excited about. I watched the first one, so I'm excited to see the second.
I love it. So who are you going to take with you on Saturday?
Well, here's the thing. My husband is going ice fishing.
Yeah. So is it going to be Galentine's Day instead of Valentine's Day?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm either going to try to change his mind, or I'm going to bring my sister.
There you go. Either one, good choices. And wow, it's going to be a great, great night.
Yes. Thank you, guys. I'm so excited.
Fantastic. Congratulations, Justine. We got your tickets here at WWIV. Those two tickets are the sold-out showing, an exclusive Valentine's Day premiere event. If I can only imagine, too, at MyCon in Chippewa Falls. And again, people can still be listening all day today and tomorrow for their chance to win their way in. Before the movie, you want to get there early to enjoy those delicious appetizers from MyCon's VIP Lounge and Avenue Orchard's Creation Kitchen, plus delicious dessert from Joseph's Cheesecake. And Justine, your ticket also doubles as your entry for prize drawings before the show, including a $25 gift card from Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire, an escape room adventure from Tactical Escape 101, Blacklight mini golf passes from Endgame Mini Golf in Rice Lake, a year of coffee beans and gift cards from Cabin Coffee Altoona, 3 months of unlimited movies at MyCon Cinemas, two full event tickets to OneFest this year, 2026, and an overnight stay and swim at Metropolis Resort. It's a Valentine's date night. I can only imagine. That is an incredible package, isn't it?
That's amazing. Let's go.
All right. You're ready to go. You got your game face on.
Well, hot dogs, they're one of those things that are quintessentially American, and apparently we really, really like eating them, Havo.
Well, I remember a commercial as a kid in the 70s. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet.
Okay.
So there you go. It stuck with me.
American brands.
Yes. So the numbers are in. In 2025, last year, Americans spent more than $11 billion on hot dogs and sausages.
$11 billion. Now, I found this very interesting, these hot dog numbers. You would think, I mean, New York hot dog, right? I mean, like the street vendors and stuff, you would think that is where people eat the most hot dogs. Actually, it is not New York, nor is it Chicago. Chicago dogs, fantastic. Los Angeles residents consume more hot dogs than any other city, about 27.8 million pounds of hot dogs. I don't even know what an L.A. hot dog is, but I'd like to try it.
Yeah, that's true. On Independence Day, 4th of July, Americans enjoyed 150 million hot dogs, enough to stretch from D.C. to L.A. more than five times.
Can you just picture that? That's a lot of hot dogs. And finally, hot dog numbers here during peak hot dog season from Memorial Day to Labor Day. Americans typically consumed 7 billion hot dogs.
Hmm.
That's a lot.
It is. Apparently, the hot dog industry is thriving still.
No matter what they put in those. Here's the thing. The all-beef hot dogs, yeah. Absolutely. Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Well, let's have some fun on the Wib Wake Up Show.
Not only is this a big week for candy, go support C&J's, but also it's a big week for flowers and florists. And so florists have shared a few of the odd questions they get asked, many of these by gentlemen.
So, for instance, florists have been asked, how many petals are on a rose?
Florists share odd questions, but real questions they've been asked. Someone said, do you deliver flowers?
Uh-huh.
Kind of what we do.
Yeah. Another question florists have received is, which flowers are the most hypoallergenic? She's allergic to everything, but I still want credit for sending flowers.
Oh, goodness. Odd questions that florists have actually received and somehow answered. One person said, is there a real flower bouquet that won't die?
Yeah, it's called plastic. Also, another flower question received by a florist. If I return the vase to you after the flowers die, can I get my money back for it?
It's kind of like the pie tin thing, right? If I just bring the vase back. Another person asked a florist, can you make a bouquet that smells like roses but isn't roses? My wife likes the smell of roses, but she doesn't like roses.
Wow.
Well, I mean, good thing for knowing your wife. Good preferences.
Can you please individually remove every thorn, maybe? Here's another question received by a florist. Do you have any flowers that don't need water?
Again, the plastic ones. Uh-huh. Florists share odd questions they've actually received. A few more. Can I return them if she doesn't like them?
And finally this morning, a true question received by florists. If I order a dozen roses, can you throw in a few extras so it looks like I spent more than I did?
That was definitely a dude asking that.
Whew. Okay, yeah.
Don't forget it's Valentine's Day. Do your best. Be thoughtful. Be caring.
Mm-hmm.
And support your local businesses.